When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You are now tuned in to the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast, where we discuss living for the kingdom of God while living in the culture. I am your host, Charla Walker. I'm a pediatric nurse practitioner, wife, daughter, sister, auntie, and friend. And I am on the journey of producing and fulfilling every purpose that God saw for me before the beginning of time. And I want you on this journey with me. Each week, we are going to discuss how to apply God's word to our everyday lives. Get ready for some word, some gems, and a few laughs along the way. Now let's start the show. This episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast is brought to you by The Society. The Society is our online community for women of faith who are looking for a safe space to be encouraged, educated, and empowered. The Society is hosted by myself, Tatum Tamia of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast, Kavaya Watrice of the She Who Is Called app, and Rosalind Renee of the Therapy as a Christian podcast. Y'all look. This community is so rich and it really has something for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur, Tatum has business trainings every month and has built an amazing resource library. And almost every month we have a number of like funding opportunities and all of this just wonderful information together. We even have a place for us to share our businesses so we can work with each other. If you are struggling with time management and productivity, Rosalind's going to snatch you together, okay? She does these Monday productivity minutes that have been blessing my life. If you're looking for practical ways to walk by faith, Kavaya is out here dropping big gems. And of course, I'm out here teaching live Bible studies every 2 weeks. And that don't even touch our quarterly challenges, corporate fasts, live events, and so much more. One thing I've learned about the Society is that given the opportunity, we are always going to glorify God and we always going to go to brunch. Okay? We be brunching out here. Houston be turning up. Atlanta be turning up. Okay? Like we are out here glorifying God, Bibles and brunch. Okay. So if you are in need of a safe space of like-minded women of faith, start your 2-week free trial of the Society today by clicking the link in the show notes or going to www.blessedandbossedupsociety.com. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast. Happy August. I'm so excited. Over the next 2 weeks, we are going to be talking to Prophetess Tanya Lofty, and we are talking about overcoming your flesh. It is so important that we talk about the lust of the flesh, our sinful nature, especially as it pertains to spiritual warfare. A lot of times we think that the enemy is the only thing working against us in spiritual warfare. But it be us, it be our decisions,
It's not the devil, sis. It be our decisions. And so over the next 2 weeks, we are going to be talking to Prophetess Tanya Lofty as she takes a deep dive with us into scripture about what it says in regards to overcoming our flesh, making sure that we are practicing the spiritual discipline of fasting, as we talked about here recently, and really making sure that we are not the reason that we are suffering and allowing the enemy to run rampant in our life. So I'm super excited about this interview. Now, before we hop in, y'all, I have some major church announcements. First of all, this is August. So it is my birthday month. I'm so very excited to see everything that 32 is going to bring. Okay, version 3.2, the upgrade is upon us. Also, August is the eighth month. And 8 represents the number of new beginnings. And if you are not aware, if you do not remember, I told y'all that we are switching over to a seasonal show. So this month will be our last month for the season. Also, we are coming back, baby girl, with a new name, a new brand. Okay, the new podcast will be named Prescription for Purpose. And I am so very excited about this rebrand. I have been working feverishly throughout the year, working with the team, sitting before God, and really trying to identify what this new season was gonna be. And baby girl, I hope y'all are ready. So in the next coming weeks, here's what I want you to do so we can stay connected. One, make sure that you are on my email list, that you join the community, the prescription community, okay? I want to make sure that I'm able to stay connected with y'all. We're still going to be doing monthly Bible studies on my YouTube channel. We have lots of freebies. Make sure you take your purpose prescription quiz and download your freebies and get all of the things. Next, I have an upcoming training that I'm going to tell y'all a little bit more about next week, but I'm so excited because we have all the things coming up, okay? I have an event coming up, a coaching program called Prescription for Vision. If you are ready to get your life in order for 2023, not to just plan some stuff, but to actually execute it, I'm going to teach you how to execute, how to walk out your purpose. We're going to figure out what it is, and then we're going to put in place actionable steps, a timeline, a framework, okay? And not only is it a hybrid coaching program, but in the end, baby girl, we have a retreat weekend planned for those who participate. So I'm super excited. I can't wait to give y'all more of the details. But without further ado, girl, we are going to hop into part one of this interview with Prophetess Tanya Lofty about overcoming yourself and the lust of the flesh when it pertains to spiritual warfare. Let's start the show. Okay, we have Prophetess Tanya Lofty here with us. Thank you so much for joining us.
What's up, party people?
Come on. And today, y'all, we are talking about the lust of the flesh, aka sin, aka we about to gather y'all whole up in here. Okay.
If you don't have your edges on, if you glue them on, I hope they're not gonna be there.
You can pick your edges up at the end of service, child.
Okay? Listen. Listen, you better lay him down or tie a scarf.
Come on. You better make sure, you better do like Gorilla Glue, girl.
No, please don't do Gorilla Glue.
Don't do that.
You don't have nothing left.
Don't do that. So for those who may not know, Prophetess Tanya, can you just share a little bit about when we say the lust of the flesh, what does that mean for someone who may not know that terminology?
Okay, that's good. I love how you said that, sweetheart. So first of all, lust of the flesh, just think about it. We live in the flesh, right? Mm-hmm. And we have a soul. We're made up of spirit, soul, and body. So your soul are your emotions. That's the place where all the stuff you like. One thing y'all know, we love to tell the truth, all right? Because the truth is going to set you free, all right? Mm-hmm. It's not what you think you know, but it's the truth of God's word that will set you free. So that soul, that little one, that's that part we're dealing with today. Mm. All right. Where all your little emotions, how you feel, how you think, what all that good stuff, all that stuff, you know, you've been dealing with some stuff. All right. So that's the part that is going to speak to your flesh, all right? Because nothing that you do just automatically happens. There's some emotions, there's some thoughts that take place first before you actually act out what you're thinking about. And so the lust of the flesh is what you start to act out, all right? Because listen, in this body, it was no good thing, all right? And so that's why we need Christ, because we can't do it on our own.
Yes.
It's just no way that you can live without God. You fooling yourself. You have already been bamboozled, led astray, and run amok. Okay. Hoodwinked, just completely hoodwinked. So the lust of the flesh is what is going to make you do some these things we're going to talk about, because I don't want to get ahead of us.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And so when we talk about being made up, you know, we have body, soul, and spirit. When we talk about guarding our heart, the soul is what we're doing the guarding of, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
That's good, Charlotte.
Okay. So you have to be careful what you feed your soul.
That soul food they be talking about. Movie was talking about some food on the table, but no. Because what you feed your soul, your flesh is going to surely follow.
Yes.
Let me say that one more time. What you feed your soul,
come on,
your flesh is surely going to follow. You want me to tell you why? Let me give you a good example. Y'all know Eve ate that fruit of the tree, which was not an apple. It just said fruit of the tree.
So come on. That's not tell the whole word.
Tell the whole word, all right? But it started with a thought. Even though it was Satan who put the thought in her, right? Or came to her, that seducing spirit, Satan, Beelzebub, all of that, right? The thought came first. I like, me and Charlotte love to give biblical examples.
Yeah.
You didn't just fall in the bed with that guy.
Come
you
on.
You didn't just fall in the bed with that woman. You didn't just fall in the bed with yourself, because some of y'all be, y'all know we gonna come in today.
Come
and
on.
Like to pleasure yourself.
Come on. You
come on through with this lust of the flesh today.
You better
because you, some of y'all dabbling in all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But we're here to give you the word of God to help set you free.
Yep.
Amen. Because you need to be free. Because we're going to go into it, to the lust of the flesh. But, you know, it starts with a thought. And that's why when you said protecting our heart, we also have to protect our ear gate and our eye gate.
Yep.
We're going to help you get free today.
Come on.
Right? And not spend 20 hours in somebody's fake deliverance service. All right? We're going to set you free all the way today. Now, I'm not saying you don't get delivered. Sometimes you do got to, but I know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about too.
I know.
We going to set the captives free.
Come on.
And miss me, because I know you're going to listen to this anyway.
Oh my God, today.
All right. So we're going to help set you free.
Yes. Amen. Okay. But even when you talk about the thought, about having a thought, y'all know I love this stuff. She's sweet coming today. Even when we talk about a thought in our thought life, the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. And right. The Bible also tells us that we're supposed to take every thought captive that tries to exalt itself above the knowledge of Christ. And so we're supposed to make it then submit to the word of Christ. The issue is that a lot of us don't have enough word on the inside of us to be able to make it submit. And so this is why it's important that we know scripture, that we really are attending Bible study, that we're constantly feeding our soul with the word of God so our spirit can be built up. And so that's what shows up first. Because let me tell y'all, I am not exempt. I am several degrees of raggedy. I say that all the time. That's why I need Jesus. He don't need me. I need him. Right?
We all need him.
Yes. Sometimes I think we get this misconception as somehow like Jesus needs us. No, baby girl. We need Jesus.
No, baby girl and older woman.
Sis.
Because you know, you got something that's ratchet and it ain't no baby girl. It's they grown. They trapped in a woman's body, but they still acting like they five. So if we going to come all the way through, let's just go on and do it.
Yes.
Bring the bulldozer so everything.
You can knock it all down.
All I hear, beep, beep. Let's clear it all.
Let's
make it sure your foundation is sure. Amen.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And so it's important to understand as we talk about these things that it's an ongoing battle. And so the point of us having this conversation is to illuminate the things that the enemy tries to hide. It's important to know, yes, you need to know scripture. Yes, you need to know about Jesus. But what I'm learning now is the way that we learn, when we talk about spiritual warfare, we have to know who our enemy is. We have to know how he shows up. We have to be able to diagnose ourselves in terms of, you know, if when I see kids in clinic, the kid has a fever, and you know that that is a symptom of an illness, so you bring them in. And so we want to identify some of the illnesses that our flesh like to show up, because we'll ignore it. And then you end up in the spiritual ICU, child, because you've been at Lil Ray Ray house 16 times, and you know you ain't got no business over at Ray Ray house.
And then after Ray Ray house, you go to Bobby's house.
You better stop. You better tell the truth.
Girl, don't come for me.
Oh, man.
Some of y'all, then you go home to your spouse.
Come on. You better tell it. That's the truth. That is the truth. Ooh, chale. So we are going to talk about sin, right? So let y'all know up front that the wages for sin is death. Like, the consequence is death. So even if you feel like you're getting away with it, something is dying. And so what the enemy likes to do is he likes to get you comfortable in your sin. And then when you least expect it, he's like, aha, and he pulls back the curtain. That's why you see all of these people who are in position, they fall at the height of their achievement, right? Like, you know, everybody was like, what did Denzel say to Will Smith? Oh, just at your highest moment, that's when the devil tried to show up. No, he been there. The devil been there, sir. But at your highest moment is where he'll expose all of your business. Everything that you thought that you were doing in secret, it's going to bubble up. And then you out here slapping people on national television. That's what happens. That's how he exposes you.
But here's the thing. You didn't deal with something.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? When we dive into these lusts of the flesh, you're really going to see.
Yep.
No, the devil didn't come. No, you made a conscious effort to get up. See, this is what I'm talking about. See, this, that's so right.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
You made a conscious effort. And because of who he is, the only reason he didn't get locked up. Because if it was somebody else, y'all know he'd have been locked up.
He sure would have. He smacked fire out that man.
Y'all know they would have been locked up.
He would have.
Let's tell the truth and shame the devil here.
You better come on.
You couldn't have walked up to nobody like that and just slapped them on the street. First of all, you'd have got
beat up, beat down.
Jump up to get beat down. But
come on. Come on.
When we talk about the lust of the flesh, because you have a part to play. And see, this is another area. Now, some things are demonic, but you willingly walk into things. And this is where that soulish realm, this is where we talk about that soul that you got to deal with, which is the lust of your flesh.
Yes.
So what we're trying to help you to do is buffet your flesh, because the wages of sin is still death. I know that pastor done set up there and told you and swept everything under grace, but we here to tell you today that do we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. So we're going to give you the word, the whole word. We're going to give you the meat and get you up off of that milk.
Come on.
You can't be on formula or breast milk all the days of your life. We're going to give you the meat of God's word so it'll sustain you, because we got too many, Lord help me. Come on back, Tony Lofton.
No, come on. No, because you're right. I'm going to finish it.
This we got too many. Gospel.
Yes.
And what's the problem is like I told my husband after that, I said, half of them wouldn't have been able to live in the New Testament, but y'all ain't dates some punks. You would not be able to live. You wouldn't have been able to sustain in the book of Acts. The apostles would have been looking at you like, sit down, get fed, and then why don't you go out and try to teach somebody?
Yes, come on.
Why don't you just go ahead and get your whole life together
and then you can
teach somebody?
Yep.
And like you said, at the pinnacle of what they believe is social media clicks is when you start leading people astray.
Come on. You need
to sit your hind pots down.
Sit down.
And get your life together.
Yeah. Come on and tell the word. Tell it. And my thing is as well. So two things. One, God's grace is sufficient, but grace does not negate accountability. You are still accountable.
Or give you the license to sin.
Yes, you are still accountable. Because it's no longer grace. Grace is when you do not know.
The grace comes in when you, even sweetheart, can say, I blew it, right?
Yes.
But then I turn from my wicked ways.
Yes.
How do we escape that part? How do we say, okay, Ooh, God forgive me. All right, I'm back.
I'm back in the right house.
I mean, come on. And then you want God's protection, but then you get an STD.
Yeah, come on.
Now you're praying. What?
Come on.
But you didn't pray before you went to Ray Ray's house, did you?
Oh, you prayed and you heard. You know you heard and felt convicted and you went anyway. I ain't gonna hold you because of that. How many times would God be like, Holy Spirit, like, don't do it. The devil's like, girl, go
right, but you too.
And we do.
Ray Ray's smooth voice.
Yeah.
Smooth jazz, 105 point, whatever.
Come on. He done talked me straight out your draw.
Your soul is like, oh, yeah. That Barry White kick in.
Yes.
And you start listening to that more than you listen to the voice of God.
You know what I can't stand is Keith Sweat, the Sweat Hotel. I hated that so bad.
See, we got to tell you the truth to set you free because stop blaming the enemy on the part for which you know you have a role to play.
And listen.
You understand?
Yes.
Like, don't put that on him.
Here's the thing.
And don't put it on God. Why don't you just say, yeah, I blew it.
It was me. And that's what Adam did. Adam didn't take accountability for his actions.
No, he blamed God, Eve. The woman you gave me. God,
he blamed Eve and he blamed God. And instead of him just saying, hey, my fault, right? If he would have really repented, we may have avoided some level of this ghetto.
Because
he completely blamed Eve. He was like, well, first of all, you gave it to me. And then she gave me the fruit. So really what I'm trying to say.
He didn't give him that fruit. It's like, oh, nah, you know, no, I ate it.
It
I didn't die. No, you didn't die.
Her.
You died.
Yeah.
You didn't die physically, but you died. And then look, then cursed all the women. Okay.
Man, don't get me started. I need a level of petty in heaven because when I see sis, come to the congregation. Let's talk. Let's talk.
Every woman, line up.
They need to put her in a booth where we can just, you know, they used to be able to throw pies at people. Just let me get something. Let me get
something.
Yes. Your heavenly body going to be okay. Her heavenly body going to be just fine, but you're going to catch these heavenly hands that I have for you, ma'am. Because you out here, was it good? Do you see what we had to go through?
But see, that's the thing. Thank God we're talking about this. Because see, that's the part that the enemy doesn't show you about sin.
Yes.
He doesn't show you the real consequences of sin.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, see, y'all know with me and Charlotte have talked, but I've shared my testimony many a time about breaking generational curses and things like that and these cycles. Listen, he's not going to show you. He didn't show Eve a fallen world.
Yeah.
He told her, no, you shall not surely die.
Yeah.
God didn't say you couldn't eat of this, but God did say, was it don't eat or don't touch, don't touch.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch, don't touch. So when she touched it, before she even ate it, he already lied to her.
Yeah.
Listen, Satan lied to a third of the angels. This fool took a third of heaven, the third of the angels with him.
Yes.
Because he is a master deceiver. You want to talk about a master's degree?
Come on.
You want to talk about a doctorate? He has a doctorate in lying.
a doctorate in deception. You better come on. Come on. And even with that, I heard a pastor say once that sin will always cost you more than what you thought.
But
he never shows you the true cost attached to it. He never shows you the true consequence and the level of the consequence.
We're still sitting
in the consequences of Adam and Eve. There's no way that you can't tell me that if Eve would have saw them babies in Texas getting shot up at school, that she wouldn't have touched that fruit. But see, the devil didn't do that. Even in the wilderness when he was tempting Jesus, he wasn't showing Jesus the consequence. He was trying to show his flesh, look, I'll give you this kingdom. Oh, I bet you hungry. You know, if you just bow down and worship me. And so he always comes in and tries to show you what feeds your soul. And that is the lust of the flesh, that pride, that greed, all of those.
We're going to get into it.
Yes.
Because listen, even with Jesus, and here's the thing. Satan came to Jesus with the word, but Jesus knew the word. And I love that we're talking about Jesus because Jesus was God in the flesh. All right. He was God manifested in the flesh. He came for our sins. Some of you do know, some of you don't, right? God sent his only son, right? For you. He died for you, whether you ever accept him or not. Okay.
Yeah.
That part. So here's the thing. Jesus was our example in the earth realm,
yes,
that we could live this life. I want to say that because people, yes, think, oh no, ain't nobody like Jesus. But yes, you are. If you're in him and he's in you, then, yes, you are just like him. Spirit, you are his. On. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Look, because, yes, we're in Christ, right? If I'm dead to myself,
yes,
and I'm dead to sin, and, yes, I'm no longer there in it. Okay, here we go. Yes.
Come on.
This is all script. Listen. If I'm dead,
no longer a slave to sin, because you a slave, baby.
Come on here. Look, it's slavery. And now I'm dead. I'm no longer. Look, I'm hidden in Christ. And listen, if I'm hidden in him, then that means I have that same resurrection power that was in him to say that I can live victoriously in this life. And I don't have to give heed to the lust of my flesh.
Yeah.
See, this is the part that we got to really talk about, because people are sugarcoating.
Yeah.
And giving people an out.
Yes.
And they're lying. I'm trying to tell you, I'm coming for every one of them lying religious demons sitting up here lying to people. Stop, please. Because wide is the gate to hell, people.
Come on.
Wide, wide, wide. And some of the
righteousness is narrow.
And listening to, guess where they're going to be? They're going to end up right down there too.
Come on, in the special section for people who teach.
The special section to the left that I have seen and had visions of. Yes,
come
Lord.
On. The special
to the left. Mm-hmm. For all you religious leaders, demons that
religious
have been saying,
liars.
Did not do this in your name, did not prophesy, did not preach,
yeah,
did not get 59,000 clicks. Yeah, okay.
Come on.
Did not break the internet. Okay.
Come on.
Long as you broke this world system, because you gonna miss heaven.
Come on. Come on.
Because come if on. You ain't living this thing, I got a news flash for you. You will not see God.
Yep.
I'm trying Amen. To tell you.
Amen. Amen.
I got a whole news flash from you via heaven on today that you gonna miss heaven. You gonna get before God and try to tell him all the stuff you did. And no, I'm not talking to the sinner. I'm talking to the believer right now. You're going to get before him and try to tell him all the works you did in your flesh. Uh-oh, here
come
we
on.
Go. And he's going to look at you and say, who are you talking to?
Who is you? I don't even know you. Who are you?
Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. What is iniquity? It is sin.
Yeah.
See, here we go.
Yep. It's not enough to look like you're doing the things. You have to actually live the life. And what,
and that's
the biggest
what Paul
thing,
was addressing.
Yes, the biggest thing, I was talking to God about just some people being overtaken by a lot of these like false prophets and teachers, people pimping deliverance and falsely teaching it. You know, you see it on the internet. You see these people who claim they walk. I watched something and this man walk past this lady and she got the spirit, just the wind of him and just falling out. And I just, I'm like, God, how do people see this and not see this as foolishness? I don't understand. And God told me this, is that the reason that a lot of people like to believe that everything that they do, they like to blame it on a demon. You call Ray Ray because the demon was in you. Is because if you could blame it on the devil, then you remove accountability from yourself.
Come on, sis.
And it's not the demon.
Uh-oh.
It's your decisions.
Uh-oh.
You want to talk about you overweight because you have a spirit of gluttony. Okay. But now at some point, it's not the spirit of gluttony. It's you and little Debbie. You and little Debbie out here making decisions together. And now you got type 2 diabetes. And you want to blame the devil. But it's not the devil. It be our decisions. And we want to use things and we want to blame the devil, because if we can blame the devil for every little thing, then we don't have to take accountability. And so there's a level of deliverance.
Accountability to what? Accountability to the word of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no, there's more than 7 deadly sins. I'm coming for somebody who said that stupid stuff. But
yeah.
Anyway, it's no 7 deadly sins. All sin is deadly.
Come on.
In
come
the way
on.
The sin itself,
come on.
Say these 7. Now, there are abominations. Oops.
Yes.
Maybe you should read your word. Nevertheless,
yes.
Let's
there's
go.
7 things. Let me tell you, I was talking, I did a post about rumors and gossip. And
we're going to go in today, sweetheart.
That scripture about the 7 things that God hates,
How about three to seven? It's about your mouth. He hates somebody that stares up straight, a lying tongue, and
backbiting.
Your mouth and get you sit straight. These are six things that God hates. Seven, I got to find the scripture. Out of the seven, three of them have to do with your mouth.
Listen. And he said, this is like a rudder. It can move a ship, your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
The tongue is like the pen of a ready writer.
Yeah.
But we so quick to say, God bless me, but you won't say, God, get me out of this or help me to get out of this sin. And then you won't walk away from it. See, here's the thing. You're going to have to walk away from some stuff. Yeah, I'm going to come through today and I'm going to pinch your flesh. And then the word of God going to cut it like a two-edged sword. Because guess what? You're going to have to do something.
Yeah. All right. I found it. There are six things that the Lord hates.
What's the scripture?
This is Proverbs 6:16-19. There are six things that the Lord hates. Seven that are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that rapidly run to evil, a false witness who declares lies, and one who spreads strife among brothers. The false witness, the one who spread in strife, and the lying tongue, that's all your mouth. Out of the seven.
Did you read all seven, sweetheart? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What were the abominations?
So it says seven that are abomination: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil, false witness who declares lies, and one who spreads strife among brothers.
Come on. Drop the mic. Boom.
Come on.
Just Selah, because see, that's why we got to know. And when you said that accountability, because that's what God is going to hold you accountable for on the day of judgment. Listen, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you leaders too. They're sitting up here lying to people, telling them they can live any kind of way.
Yeah.
Please shepherd, pastor.
Yep.
Please don't lead the sheep astray.
Come on. Come on.
But if we would just stick to the word and see that's what I'm saying. And what we want to do, you want to go to Galatians, sweetheart, now?
Yes, ma'am. We sure can. Come, let's go.
Because we're going to break it all the way down for you. Sis, you may never heard it like this, sis.
So come on. You ain't. They ain't heard it like this before. They ain't never heard it like this before. They ain't.
You may not have heard it. We want you free. The Lord wants you free. And he wants you to have wisdom and understanding on your part that you're going to play in when the day of judgment does come.
Yes. And before we hop into, I know you had Galatians 5. I want to read real quick Galatians 1. And this ain't nothing but the Lord, because I literally just opened up my Bible and here it is. Galatians 1:6. This is Paul talking to the people of the Galatian church. And the heading says, distortion of the gospel. I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is not just another account, but there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel of heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed.
Come on here, Charlotte. Listen. Girl, just keep reading, because this is good right here. Because you come in and preaching, put a pen right there real quick, sweetheart. Yeah. Listen to me, people, because there will be more than just women. There will be men that listen to this too. Listen to me. These people, these leaders are coming to you and preaching a false gospel.
Yeah.
Keep going, sweetheart.
Oh, it says, as we've said before, even now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you received, he is to be accursed. For am I seeking the favor of people or of God? Or am I striving to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a bondservant of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something about Paul.
Come on here.
Paul.
Wisdom.
Paul. And so, but it even shows even back then that people were delivering their own version of the gospel. If you read the letters that Paul wrote, even in school, what I'm learning is that he's always addressing people, and some of them calling them out by name, that these people are going out and trying to switch the gospel to something that appeases to people. And so it's so important to understand that this has been the trick of the enemy for a long time. So it's important that we understand the fruits of the spirit as well as the lust of the flesh. So that way you can use your discernment or build discernment to be able to rightly separate the wheat from the tares. You need to be able to go into a church and the minute a pastor starts speaking, you can have discernment to know,
that ain't God.
That's not God.
See, that's the thing. God's not going against his word. And I don't care what big platform they have. I don't care if they got black lights up. I don't care if they got speakers. I don't care if they done made it look real good, right? Mm-hmm. If that university that they calling it don't line up with the gospel.
Come on.
You got a university. So you created your own doctrine.
Come on. Come on.
This episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast is brought to you by Audible. Y'all, I absolutely love Audible. One of my goals this year was to read more books. And honestly, it's just difficult with my schedule, with me just being busy and just honestly not having the attention span to be able to sit down and read books. But Audible has come to my rescue. I have been enjoying Audible really for a number of years, but recently have been just really taking advantage of the app. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers to new releases, celebrity memoirs. I'm talking motivation, wellness, spiritual, business. And what I love is that oftentimes Audible will have the top celebrities or experts reading their books in their own words. Barack's The Promised Land is chef's kiss fire, listening to him discuss all of the challenges that he faced during his presidency. I also love that every month I'm able to select one new title to bring into my library. And so it gives me the option to read and experience books that I may not have experienced picking them up myself. The Audible app makes it so easy to listen anytime, anywhere. I listen on a plane. I've listened literally this morning, listening to Atomic Habits as I'm working out. It has been amazing. And new members get to experience Audible for 30 days for free. So if you want to elevate your life through books, okay, don't have me start singing Reading Rainbow, sis. You want to go over to www.audibletrial.com/GGGT, like God Goals and Girl Talk, to start your 30-day free trial today. Again, that's www.audibletrial.com/GGGT to start your free 30-day trial today. Now let's get back to the show.
What really grieves the heart of God and grieves Holy Spirit is that you would sit there and say that we live in a fallen world, that we da-da-da-da-da, but then you give no scripture.
Yeah.
No scripture base to tell people how to live this life.
Yeah. That's red flag number one. Red flag number one, when you're talking about people who are not teaching God's word, is that they don't present it and back it with scripture, because the only thing that is true is God's word.
But you're teaching good. All you're worried about is teaching good.
They're not even teaching, because I've also seen it to where I've gone to a church to where they've even, this is the scripture, and then they never refer back to it again. If they just tell the scripture, this is the scripture that we talked about, and they never refer back to it. They don't teach on it. They don't expound on it. They just introduce the scripture at the beginning, and then the rest of it is a bunch of foolishness and fluff. And so it's so important that you understand that God's word is sharper than a two-edged sword. To me, when I get on this platform, if you've ever watched my Bible studies, I'm going to give y'all the Bible. And I'm going to give y'all Bible, because it's not even about me standing up here pleading a case. God's word will speak for itself. I don't have to do it. It's easy to teach God's word when you're just teaching the word, because he speaks for himself. He doesn't need to add anything or to spice it up. No, Paul said what he said over here in Galatians 1. So the word is the word, and God can speak for himself. His word is living. It's breathing. He just needs me to be in position to disseminate it appropriately. I don't have to do all of this heavy lifting, because it's God's word.
And like you said, the word of God is sharper than the two-edged sword, right? Dividing soul and asunder. So we're talking about your soul today, right? That's good. We're talking about your soul, because that's where your emotions lie.
Come
that's
on.
Where your will, your emotions lie.
Yep.
Right. And so that cuts is supposed to cut us. The word is supposed to make us be better believers. Hallelujah. Be better as Christians. Yes. I don't even like to say Christian sometimes because I'm telling you, I mean, everybody's a Christian. No, you're not.
Yep. Come on.
And so the word is supposed to cut you because the word is good for reproach and rebuke.
Yes. We're doing that. If you are on my email list this month and last month, we're in the series where we do our monthly Bible studies. We're talking about godly rebuke and repentance, because rebuke and repentance, you know, culture has made it a dirty word. But honestly, rebuke is something that God, so this month on the 7th or the 11th, we are talking about the beauty of rebuke and repentance, because rebuke and repentance are our lifelines, right? So if Tanya sees me doing something that I ain't got no business as a lifeline, because once the Holy Spirit tap you and you don't listen, he gonna say, somebody at like, sis, God told me you were doing X, Y, and Z. We're too busy in this culture of can't nobody tell me nothing, that God is trying to send you a life vest and he's trying to get you back on the boat. And you out here like, nah, I think I could walk on water without Jesus, and you about to drown. And so
I love how you said that, because God will send someone to you. And that's often how he will. He'll send a prophet to you. Tell you, no, you're off. And even not just a prophet, but he'll send another brother or sister in Christ. Listen, iron sharpens iron. Who is sharpening you?
Yes.
Is anybody sharpening you? Mm-mm. You know what happens to a pencil if you don't sharpen it and you keep writing with it? It becomes dull. Then at some point, you don't even have a point anymore. There's no more. Who's sharpening you?
Yeah.
Who's telling you, man, you can't keep going like this?
Yeah.
Watch that. Hey, how about you give them scriptures to go along with that and tell them that they can be victorious in Christ? No, because you want me to just keep listening to you and you want to keep me an invalid.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
You want. But you know what happens? You keep coddling a baby too long, they will never develop the way that they are supposed to.
Yeah. Come on and tell it.
No one is supposed to stay a babe in Christ. We are all coming to the maturity of God.
Yep.
So where are we going, sweetheart? Are we going to Galatians?
Let's go
to
Galatians 5.
Going in Galatians?
Yes.
Galatians. All right, y'all. We about Galatians to laugh 5. A little bit, but we're going to tell you the truth at the same time.
Come on.
Galatians 5. We're still in 5:13. You want me to start at 13? No.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, let's start at
wherever 13. You lie. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm in the NIV. New. Girl, what is that?
International
version. Mm-hmm. All right. Life by the Spirit. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Oh, Lord, we done lost half the people right there. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbors as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit. Y'all hear this? And the Spirit, what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. What?
Wow, that's crazy.
Boom. Oh, that's revelation for you.
Wow, that's crazy.
You see how simple the gospel is?
Come on.
But you want to be a theologian. You want to.
Come on.
Mm-hmm, Jesus.
Come on.
But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious. Uh-oh, here we go. Y'all ready? Buckle up. Sexual immorality. Impurity.
Come on.
And debauchery. Look up debauchery, Charlotte.
Indecent behavior.
Uh-oh. That indecent proposal.
Girl, you better take them twerk videos down.
You clapping your tookies.
You're clapping your hands in them cheeks. Take it down.
Girl, clapping everything.
Take it down.
Everything that'll move. Some of them clap their lips. I'm coming through.
Someone take it down. Come on.
That's sexual immorality. What?
Come on.
Okay. See, we gonna deal with that.
Come on, this is good.
We're gonna set you free.
Come on, sis.
Listen, that masturbation, what?
Come Come on.
Sexual immorality.
What? Come on. You better talk it. You better talk it.
That pornography.
That's lust.
That pornography. Yeah, I said it, Pastor.
Come on.
What? Wait a minute. Idolatry. Some of y'all done made people your idols. Things your idols. Your job, your car, your business, your husband, your pastor.
Your kids.
Yourself.
Come on. Come on and tell it.
Come through Jesus.
Come on to the next one. Come to the next one. Come to the next one.
And witchcraft. What? Oh, no.
Them stones.
Stones, crystals, sage, tarot cards, palm readings.
Yoga.
Worshiping the moon and the stars.
Zodiac signs. I'm a child of God, baby. That's the only sign you need to know is Christ.
Horoscopes.
Come on. Come on. Hostilities is the next on the list.
Hostilities. Mine says hatred.
Come on. Hostilities, strife.
Mine says discord.
Come on.
You know that person always got something to say about somebody but themselves? Whoop. Uh-oh.
Ciao.
Uh-oh. It's tight, but it's right.
Hey. Come on.
It's tight, but it's right. Hey, come glory on. To God.
Come on.
Jealousy. Fits of rage.
Come on.
I.e. Will Smith.
Mine says outbursts of rage.
What'd you say, sweetheart?
Outbursts of anger. I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible, but it says outbursts of anger.
But listen, let me put a pin right there. Y'all know we've seen people road rage.
Yes.
All kinds of stuff, lose their life. Kill others in the process. See, this is the part that the enemy don't show you.
Yeah, because so we celebrate it.
Rage will leave. Look, some of them get in jail.
Yeah,
and let me go back to the witchcraft real quick, right? Because what's the scripture that's coming up that I want to? Rebellion is as a spirit of witchcraft.
Yep.
But listen, the fits of rage and rebellion normally go together. So people are rebelling. It's as a spirit of witchcraft, all right? Yeah, I'm going to come all the way through.
Come on. And even utilizing, anytime you utilize your emotions to manipulate someone into an outcome,
it's
witchcraft. But see, culture, when we talk about people who, you know, they got the pop-off spirit, because see, they used to be me. And then I met Jesus, because I be knucking and bucking and ready to fight. Okay, let me tell you.
And you still might want to knuck and buck, but if you buffet that flesh and you fast, you're going to have to consecrate that. See, as a believer, let me tell you, you need to fast. Everybody needs to fast. That is not something you do just for no breakthrough.
Yes.
That's something that is a part of a life of a believer.
Yes.
Why? Because one, it does several things. It buffets your flesh, right? So you're not giving your soul what it wants. So your soul might want Starbucks, a donut, and I don't know what else, okay? Or maybe you want to go to the Golden Corral. I don't know what your forte is, but you do.
Yeah.
But if I'm telling my flesh no, and I'm buffeting my flesh, and I'm studying, and because man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, not out of the mouth of a leader, but out of the mouth of God. And any good leader should be giving me the word of God so that you can grow and be sustained.
Yep.
Okay. Because we want you to be sustained.
Yeah.
Good leaders want you to be able to be sustained when life hits, when trials hits, when that lust of that flesh come up. I'm cracking up. Charlotte said, keep sweat. But when keep sweat or whoever it is for you,
Child,
see, we got to be, come on, y'all. We're going to be real, right? We're going to be real or we're going to be fake?
Real. We keep it 100.
Real. All right. Not like your fake lashes you got on. And that's cool. If you cute, you cute. But what I'm saying is we're going to be real, right? So if you real here, I love looking cute. So don't come for me.
I took my lashes off last night.
Nothing wrong with looking cute. But I'm just saying we're going to be real.
Yeah, authenticity.
So before, you know, so if you know you've struggled with pornography or whatever that was, then why am I going to sit here and watch the videos? You can't watch that.
Yes.
You can't watch that TV show.
Yes.
You can't scroll through TikTok.
Yeah.
You can't scroll through IG.
Yeah.
Come on here, y'all.
Yeah.
If you know you don't want to bump and grind, why you listen to a song that's saying, I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind?
First of all, we don't mess with Robert anyway.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind when you know you can't bump and grind.
Come on.
But see, this is the stuff that they're not telling you so that you can be sustained and walk away. And don't tell me you can't walk away, because God always makes a way of escape.
Come on, that's
You're just
word.
Choosing to give heed to the lust of your flesh.
Yes. And what's important,
you want that little bit of pleasure.
Yes.
But again, it's not showing you the end, that if you keep going in that pornography, you're going to lose your whole family and open the door for your children and your children's children.
Yes.
Let's go.
Real quick, here's what I want people to know as well. We are telling you this because we live it. I think the misconception is that the minute I get saved, this urge will go away, or that urge will go away. No. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I have a spirit of I'll fight you. Right? And now that same energy, and here's what I love about God. He knows that I have that kind of spirit in me. That same energy now is appropriated to the right person, which is the devil. So y'all know I call him Lil' Crusty. Lil' Lucy can get these hands every day, every day. Lil' Lucy can get these hands. I do not play with him. However, he's going to always send opposition my way to try to get people to get me to out of character. And it is hard. I have to really be able to be in tune with the spirit of God and understand what's really happening. So when the enemy tries to use what he knows works, he's not silly. Right.
But you're not silly either.
Yes. And that's the thing. Is now that I know.
Yep. You're not stupid. You know what you're walking into.
Yep.
See, that's the part where the accountability comes in.
Yeah.
Yes, the temptation is coming.
Yes.
But there's no temptation, test, or trial that you can't overcome because of Christ.
Yeah, but here's the word. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has overtaken you except something common to mankind, and God is faithful. So he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide you a way of escape so that you will be able to endure. And here's the thing. You don't be looking for the way of escape.
You don't want to take it.
You lean in.
When David was looking at Bathsheba, David was supposed to be somewhere else.
He was out of position.
And here's the other thing about accountability. Let me tell you something, you young leaders and that are coming up, you young people. Listen. Y'all, I'm coming all the way through. Don't play with me. I've been in the Lord for a long time. Listen, don't go hugging Elder Bobby with your boobs all in his face. Just shake his hand.
Yep.
And if you know that Elder Bobby looking at you wrong, then don't shake his hand. You say, praise the Lord, and you
Elder Bobby, and keep it pushing. Don't allow these spaces to
don't do that. And look, you young leaders, accountability. Don't be in no hotel room. That's how these leaders getting caught up. Don't be in no hotel room by yourself, ding dong.
Yep.
Then you answering the door, and here go Jezebel at the door.
Come on.
And you answer the door, and she got everything hanging out. Well, maybe it's
Jerome. That's the kind of part for Jezebel.
It's the butler that come with baby oil on his chest. And he talking about, you want some? No, I don't.
Bye, Jerome. Bye, Jerome.
Bye, Jerome. Bye, Felicia. Bye, Bobby. Bye, all of them.
See, that's where,
you know, but this is where you got to know yourself. We're trying to help you today. Stop acting like the lust of the flesh don't happen to everybody.
Yes, it does.
Because we're in this world.
We're in this together. And that's
we're
really
in this world, but it's not that we can't overcome it.
Yes. Yes. Greater is he who is in us than he that's in the world.
Because you getting married ain't gonna fix it.
Yeah.
If you ain't dealing with, wait a minute.
Let's go continue. Jealousy, outbursts of anger.
Jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition. So, I'm gonna get mine. Yeah, you're gonna get yours at the cost of everybody else.
Yes.
You know, it's people like that, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
They'll undercut you, overcut you, cut your throat.
Cut you. I watch a lot of Investigation Discovery. They'll cut you.
Look, I'm going to get mine. That's that spirit. That's the same spirit of Lucifer. He was like, I did this. That's pride, y'all. That's pride. Self-ambition to the point where you're cutting down others and hurting other people in the process. That is pride.
What's the scripture about what good is everything if it costs you your soul? Hold on.
What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
So, yes.
Right. But listen, and pride always comes before a fall. So these leaders who talking about, nah, I got, no, you don't. Or that ain't gonna happen to me. Or what I'm saying, when I
say that. The minute they say, this is my church, baby girl, run.
First of all, run. Don't pass.
And
collect the money.
Let me tell y'all what had happened.
At that point, listen, it's not even supposed to be your church. Under shepherd. He is supposed to be the shepherd.
Yes.
Dissensions. Look up. I want to give people definitions so they can really understand, sweetheart. Yes, dissension. Yeah. Get a definition of dissensions. Dissensions.
It's disagreement, partisan, and contentious quarreling. You want to argue.
Right. So people that just back and forth. Some people like to incite that kind of stuff, right?
Yes.
All right. Factions. Look up factions, Charlotte.
Oh, I know what that is. I ain't going to tell you how I know it because then you're going to be talking about me. A faction is like a group, a click. I know that from wrestling.
So factions are cliques?
Yes.
Well, see, we coming for believers today. Y'all unbelievers.
A party or a group within, as within government, that is often contentious or self-seeking. But I know
But that's them cliques in the church. Right now, we talking to the believers. We're not talking to y'all that's not saved, because this don't even apply to you because you ain't saved. So you already in sin, that part. But we talking about the ones who said they done gave their life to Jesus. You know what I mean? They accepted Jesus. They accepted him into their heart and that they love God. That's who we dealing with today. Okay? So factions is your cliques and envy.
Oh, you cute.
Oh, yeah. And you want what somebody else got, right? So if you're envious of somebody, like you say, I'm hating on, you know, see, that's that jealousy. That's that pride, right? That's that thing. It's like, oh, why they got this? Or, oh, I want, why they think they got a nice marriage. So you start envying and then you covet it.
Yes.
That's the thing with sin, right? When you have sin in you like that, right? The soulish part, it always going to add on. It's going to pile up on you. I'm telling you, it's going to pile up. And yes, it will give open doors to demonic spirits as well. But we want to talk about the lust of the flesh, because now envy comes in and makes you think, damn, why they got that?
Mm-hmm.
Why they always kissing? Why her and her husband always kissing? So you, instead
that's
of
my man.
But instead of admiring that and saying, God, let me go there. So it's a desire in your heart to be married.
Come on.
Talk.
Yeah.
We're going to have real talk right now.
Yes.
Okay. Real.
This girl
so
talk.
I want to be married. It's a desire in my heart to be married. And so I see a couple and I'm like, oh man, look at that man. Look, I want that one day, God. But now it turns into envy.
Yeah.
So now it's like, you want what the person has. That's what you got to watch.
Yeah.
Why do you want what they actually have?
Now you don't want your own husband. You want her husband. And
you
now,
girl, I will cut you. Cut your ear off, then pray for it and cast the devil out of you.
At the same time.
Same time. Same place. Everything. All right.
So
what I'm saying is, now it becomes envy.
Yes.
Then you start coveting. See, people get killed for this stuff, y'all.
Yeah, they do. For real.
And then you look throughout scripture.
Yeah.
Joseph's brothers threw him in a whole pit.
Yes.
David's brother. This stuff is real. Let me tell you, when we were talking earlier, sweetheart, and when you said Satan doesn't show you the end, because the wages of sin are death, and a lot of people are in graves because they did this stuff.
Come on.
Early.
That's
died young.
That's the truth.
Lives cut off because of sin and envy and strife. All the stuff we're talking about, their lives were cut short.
Yeah.
And
let's even
go.
When we talk about social media, especially with envy, this is the time now to purge your social media, because it's a good place. Social media is the highlight reels of people's lives. And so it's so important that it may have started out well, but you have to have enough self-awareness. You have to be constantly assessing your flesh, that if you start to get an inkling like, oh, these people are getting on my nerves, go ahead and immediately hit unfollow, because the enemy is going to start using that. You have to notice when you get that little cough before it comes out in a full-blown illness, you need to deal with it right away.
And them seeds are planted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go no, sweetheart, what you were saying.
No,
you said the seed, the cough, now you got a fever.
Come on.
Like you said earlier. Yeah,
it's full-fledged pneumonia at this point.
Just a cough. Now you got more symptoms. Now you got a fever.
Yep. And now it's full-fledged pneumonia and you sick. And now you're dealing with something that you shouldn't even have to deal with, because you did not mitigate when you saw the symptoms, because you weren't washing your hands.
That's a good word.
So we have to make sure that
you didn't wash your hands. Look, y'all, you didn't wash your hands from the blood.
Come on.
Look, because that's what you read about the seven innocent blood. So now your hands are dirty.
Yes.
Come on here, y'all.
Anytime we deal in the world, our hands are dirty, period. In the physical or in the natural. Anytime you...
And look, then your hands are dirty. That's good word, Charlotte.
Yeah.
And look, drunkenness. You talking about you drunk in love. Girl, please.
No, look, that's what I saw.
Drunk in love gonna get you somewhere you can't get out of.
No, boy. Come
drunk
on.
In love gonna make you a harlot, honey.
Woo! That's drunken lust.
Drunken but lust. It comes together. Because why? We talking about the lust of the flesh.
Yes.
Drunkenness. You know how many people popped up pregnant because they was drunk in love?
Well, not me. But
you know how many people were in somebody's bed that they shouldn't have been because they was drunk in love?
Come on. You better tell it. You better tell it.
You know how many people got caught in somebody's bed because they was drunk in love?
Come on.
You know how many people came up with something that they didn't need because they was drunk in love? Come on, y'all.
We talking STDs, HIV. That's the something you ain't need.
All of it.
Come on.
Now you done got yourself into something that you can't get yourself out of.
Yes.
And this is why we want to tell you. Okay, here, let me go here. The next one, orgies. Oh, don't nobody want to talk about that.
Well.
Jesus. Orgies.
Sexual immorality.
Them swinging parties that half these adults be doing. You spouse swapping?
Yuck.
That's sexual immorality, y'all. And the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not, this should be all caps, inherit the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
What is that saying to you, leaders?
Yeah.
It is saying that you are lying to people to tell them that they're going to heaven. No, i.e., guess where they're going? Not even i.e. The reality is they're going to hell. And you want to know why they're going to hell? Because they didn't believe the Bible. That's the unbelief.
Come on. Come on.
You want to play around with this thing? You want to have blood on your hands, leaders? You better watch it because there's already a special section down there for you. Listen, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, okay?
Come on.
We're talking agape love. We're not talking about your love. We're not talking about your soulish love that love five men and two women at the same time. We're not talking about that.
Ooh.
We're not talking about your love. We're talking about God's love. We're talking about the love that came for the sins of the world. Whether you accept them or not, I want to let that sit with you because we're not talking about your love. We're not talking Eros love. We're talking agape love.
Yep.
That's the love that wins, not the love that they try to, that not the love that man tries to say wins. It's the agape love of God.
Yes.
That loves you and sees you beyond your mess. Good God from Zion. Shots out by you. That sees you beyond where you see yourself. Good God from Zion. Even when you're dirty. That's what happened with Rahab. Look, that's what happened with the woman at the well, y'all. She was sleeping.
Jesus said, that's not your husband either. Jesus read that woman for right.
That's not your husband.
He said, you got all these men, sisters. Ain't nothing there, none of them your husband. And she said, you're right, Jesus.
But listen. This is what we're talking about. It's that agape love that he said, no, there's better for you. Listen, you don't have to give yourself away to people, to things.
Come on.
That's what he was talking to the woman at the well about. Glory to God.
This episode of the God Goals and Girl Talk podcast is brought to you by GrantStation. GrantStation is your fast track to funding, and it is a dynamic tool to help nonprofit organizations find grant opportunities, build strong grant programs, and they literally walk you through writing a grant proposal. I love GrantStation, okay? They have some amazing tools and resources that literally change the game for our organization. The first time I wrote a grant, I got a 35 out of 100. What? I was like, I don't get ifs. After using the tools and resources at GrantStation, my last grant proposal came back and I had an 89 out of 100, and we were in the final considerations for a substantial federal grant. I absolutely love GrantStation. One of my favorite features about GrantStation is that they walk you through their R3 system, which is revenue, review, and report. And the process ensures that your organization is not only ready to receive the grant, but able to properly manage the grant as well. Listeners of this podcast can start finding and securing grants through our exclusive partnership with GrantStation.
I want you to use the link in the show notes to get access to our Grant Station databases, training, resources, and more for only $95 for the year. Y'all, $95 for the year. Now look, my first year with Grant Station, we paid almost $200, okay? I think the membership is like $170 a year. Using our discount code, you are able to secure it for $95. So if you are ready to get your startup working towards securing grant funding, make sure that you click the link in the show notes and sign up for Grant Station today. Grant Station, your fast track to funding. I pray you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Make sure you stay connected with us throughout the week by following us over on Instagram at God Goals and Girl Talk, hitting us up on Twitter at GGGT Podcast, and checking out our website, www.godgoalsandgirltalk.com. The website is lit. It has a free resource library, and you can search podcast episodes based on topics, all the things, okay? So until next week, continue to love God, love people, and love yourselves. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.